I'm John Strum, and this is Real Talk MS. It's Wednesday, October 11th, and welcome to a special episode of Real Talk MS, coming to you from ECTRIMS 2019 in Stockholm, Sweden. ECTRIMS is an acronym that stands for the European Conference for Treatment and Research in Multiple Sclerosis, and this annual scientific congress is the largest MS conference in the world. There are over 9,000 attendees here from more than 100 different countries looking to share new information, hear research updates, and get face-to-face with the leading MS researchers in the world. This is the third year in a row that I've attended ECTRIMS, and I don't think I'll ever get used to how the conference organizers managed to accommodate the huge crowd. I mean, imagine thousands of people being seated in one place for one of the main presentations. Multiple big screens, additional monitors located outside some of the presentation rooms so that overflow attendees can still see and hear what's being said. It's a real symphony of logistical precision. Speaking of the presentations at ECTRIMS, the 3 days of the conference are packed with presentations covering so many different aspects of MS. And if you'd like to get an idea of what's planned, I'll include a link to the ECTRIMS scientific program in today's show notes so you can peruse the presentations that are planned and see exactly what's being talked about. And the presentations are just one part of the conference. There's also the exhibit hall, where you'll find all of the pharmaceutical companies and really any company that has something to offer the MS community. And then there are the posters. We've talked about poster sessions at conferences before, and there is what seems like an endless number of posters representing research projects and researchers usually close by those posters who are eager to explain exactly what it is they're working on. Oh, one final programming note. Yesterday on the regular Real Talk MS weekly podcast, I told you about two sessions at ECTRIMS that were being webcast live earlier today. Well, tomorrow there's one more. And once again, it's live from Stockholm, which means it's taking place at 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're an early riser and you'd like to learn a bit more about the role of B cells in the pathogenesis of MS, and pathogenesis just means the development of the disease, well, I'll leave a link for you to catch that session in today's show notes. I remember that last year at ECTRIMS, a lot of conversation was created when pharmaceutical company Novartis announced that they'd applied to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the European Medicines Agency for approval of siponimod as a treatment for secondary progressive MS. And in March 2019, the FDA gave its approval to siponimod for treating active secondary progressive MS. Even when a pharmaceutical company isn't introducing a new drug, all of the pharmaceutical companies come to ECTRIMS armed with new data about their already approved drugs and other projects that are still experimental. Now this year, pharmaceutical company EMD Serono will be presenting 39 separate abstracts providing new information about Mavenclad, Rebif, and their still investigational therapy, evobrutinib. Now, evobrutinib is an oral therapy that inhibits a protein that's involved in the development of immune cells, particularly B cells. And B cells play a significant role in driving inflammation in MS. This past spring at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, EMD Serono shared data from their phase 2 clinical trial that showed evobrutinib reduced relapse rates and brain lesions in people with relapsing remitting MS. And at this conference, EMD Serono is expected to share 3 different analyses that provide further information about the potential role of evobrutinib as a treatment for relapsing remitting MS. EMD Serono will also be presenting a statistical analysis that was conducted after the MAVENCLAD clinical trials, evaluating five-year disease stability. They'll also distribute a study that used real-world data from an Italian MS registry, which looked at the efficacy of MAVENCLAD on relapse rate and disability progression 5 years after starting treatment. And they'll be sharing results of a 10-year follow-up study demonstrating the long-term benefit-risk profile of MAVENCLAD. This evening, during a networking event, EMD Serono is bringing together a panel of experts and people living with MS to discuss family planning with MS. Pharmaceutical company Roche will be at ECTRIMS to talk about phase 3 clinical trial results for satralizumab as a treatment for neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder, as well as new MS research that provides insights into disease progression, including data from Ocrevus trials that will focus on neurofilament light chain levels as a potential biomarker for predicting disability outcomes. Now, I know that sounded like a mouthful. We've talked about neurofilament light chain levels on the podcast before. It's a protein that can be measured in cerebrospinal fluid and plasma that reflects axonal damage in MS and other neurological conditions. And remember, a biomarker is a measurable substance in an organism whose presence indicates some sort of phenomenon is going on, perhaps a disease or infection. And there's a pretty strong belief held by many scientists that neurofilament light chain levels can serve as a reliable biomarker for disease progression in MS. And apparently, some of the research that Roche will be presenting is going to further support that contention. Roche will also present some long-term data that, after following patients for 6 years, Ocrevus continues to demonstrate consistent safety and efficacy outcomes. Of course, stem cell therapy for MS is being discussed at ECTRIMS. There's a quote-unquote hot topic educational presentation that I'll be attending tomorrow. And one of the companies will also be talking about their particular brand of mesenchymal stem cell therapy is Brainstorm Cell Therapeutics. That company is actively enrolling participants in a phase 2 clinical trial that will focus on the efficacy of their stem cell therapy called Neurone for progressive MS. If I've given you the idea that there's a lot going on here in Stockholm, then I've accomplished my mission. I'm getting ready to wade into the crowd, talk to some of the experts that I think you'd like to hear from, and then I'll be reporting back. Remember, you can catch another special ECTRIMS episode of Real Talk MS tomorrow, and one more on Friday. And if you haven't already done so, you might want to download the Real Talk MS app at the Apple App Store for the iOS version, or the Google Play Store for the Android version. The app is the easiest way to catch every episode of Real Talk MS, and the app will also give you access to bonus content that I'll try to make available over the next couple of days. So to make it super easy to follow the podcast, whether I'm in Stockholm or back home, you want to make sure you download the free Real Talk MS app. That's going to wrap up today's special ECTRIMS episode of Real Talk MS. I hope you're back tomorrow for more news from ECTRIMS 2019. I'm John Strum. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.